Welcome, hustler, player, and swearer. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Once again, it is on. Welcome back to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of thy most diverse podcasts in the world. We talk about everything, business, success. We talk about the street games of hustling, macking, pimping. We talk about legitimate pimping, legitimate macking, legitimate hustling. We also talk about a lot about self-empowerment. We talk a lot about perspectives. We also talk about the dynamic between men and women. My website is WJamesD, just the letter D.com. And if you have any questions about anything I've ever written about or I'm speaking about here on this podcast, you can reach me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And if you haven't done it already, you can head over to my website, wjamesd.com. Hit that free stuff tab and you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. That's pretty much a newsletter. It gives you updates. You get to preview future things that I'm working on. I also have different things that I present to my subscribers. Little bonuses, opportunities to jump on a few things. And, you know, we just chop up some higher level game as well. Now, this is an Ask a Hustler question. These questions come through phone, people I talk to in person, or people who actually ask me questions through email. And let me first apologize, because there's a couple questions before this one. But in light of what I've been talking about and writing about for the last month on my blog, I thought that this question was very relevant, because I've been speaking and writing a lot about dominant force, submissive force. I've been talking a lot about how to basically get rid of your inner demons, what they are, how they work, where they come from, and how to kind of conquer them and how they limit you. And this question, it just kind of goes hand in hand. So this question, basically, when we sum it all up, is how do I change and strengthen my value system? How do I change or strengthen my value system? In order to answer that question, of course, we have to understand what the question is actually asking. So let's say that you've reached a certain level of comfortableness with yourself. There's certain things about yourself that you've learned and come to accept about yourself. You know that you may have limiting beliefs. You know, you may have perspectives, ways you look at things that aren't really benefiting you. You kind of understand that, man, you know, I really want to be more. I really want to learn to think above average. I really want to push myself, but you feel like you're missing something. And in the game, these are keys to certain doors. You're missing certain keys to unlock certain doors. Before I talk about value and a value system, let's go back, let's track back a little bit and talk about beliefs and a belief system. All right, we're going to talk about value system, but right now we're going to talk about belief system. And the reason I'm going to talk about belief system first is because the value system works very similar, but I think the belief system is a little bit easier to understand if a lot of this information is new to you. So, if you've been following me or if you're new to me, we need to understand that in the game, perspective is extremely powerful. Your perspective is your lens on life. It is the way you look at things. It's the way that you look at life. It's the way that you look at events and experiences in life. And it's the way, most importantly, the way you look at yourself. Now, I very rarely talk about belief. I very rarely write the word belief. If you've been following me for a long time, I very rarely use the word belief. And that's because I like to deal with the dominant force. Perspective is a more powerful than a belief. Perspective is more powerful than belief. Yes, your beliefs can influence your perspectives, but when your perspective changes, when the way you look at something changes, you can literally shatter your beliefs, because perspective is dominant. It is stronger. Let me explain how this works. Back in the day, way back in the day, of all religious groups, Catholics, theologians back in Europe, you don't have to believe me, Google it. Catholic theologians who believed in creation also at this particular time in history believed that the world was flat. Their belief was that if you put yourself on a ship or a boat and you traveled a certain distance by sea, you would eventually fall off the edge of the earth and go where? I don't know. But that was the belief. So since that was the belief, what was the perspective? What was the way they viewed things? If you believe that the world is flat and you travel a certain distance by ship, the perspective is we can only go so far and it's dangerous. This is the way you look at it. This is your perspective. But when somebody comes along and is like, well, I'm going to go anyway, because I don't necessarily believe what you believe, I'm going to go anyway and try it. Once that person is successful, I'm talking about Christopher Columbus, if you haven't figured it out. And no, he did not discover America, but that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about that in this podcast. But by the time he finally got to South America and over to the Americas, it's like, okay, the world's not flat. It may not be flat. His perspective changed, and if he believed that the world was flat, like the Catholic theologians around that time, then his belief changed. It shattered his belief because perspective is dominant. I'll give you one more example just to make this a little bit clearer. Let's say you believed, which is true in human history, human beings believed at a time that human beings were not meant to fly. Human beings were not meant to fly. That was the belief. And if that is the belief, what is the perspective what is the perspective that comes out of it? Comes out of that belief. Well, man's not meant to fly, so why waste any time or energy trying to learn to fly? Man is not meant to fly. That's the belief. Until somebody changes their perspective. The perspective changes. How do we know that man is not meant to fly? Let's try it, at least. And then, when there was a level of success, the belief changed. Man can fly. Perspective is stronger than belief. When you change the way you look at something, you can change your inner beliefs. And again, I don't really talk much about inner beliefs. And let me explain to you why. I like to deal with the dominant force, the stronger force, as much as possible. It's not always possible, but I like to deal with the strongest force as much as possible. So let's say you're at a restaurant and you just have a horrible, horrible experience. The waiter or the waitress, they just have a very bad attitude. It took you forever to get your food. When you finally got your food, it was cold. It didn't taste good. You know, you didn't get all your drinks. You didn't get all your condiments. The silverware was dirty. The napkins were dirty. You just had an overall horrible experience at this restaurant. Now, who are you going to talk to about your experience? to see if you can get some form of compensation for your experience and the money you just spent to have that horrible experience. Are you going to talk to the waiter or the waitress? Are you going to talk to the chef because he made some bad food? Or are you going to go and ask to speak to a manager? 9 times out of 10, you're going to ask to speak to a manager. Why are you going to go speak to the manager? Because you know a manager has the power to actually do something for you. In that situation, the manager is the dominant force. I like to deal with the dominant force. They are shortcuts. Perspectives are shortcuts. I may write, because I haven't spoken about this yet, I may write about it one day or make a podcast about it, but you can actually use perspectives to create shortcuts for yourself to get to certain places a little bit faster, but that's another subject. So, your perspective, the way you look at things, is dominant. It's stronger. But we're not talking about perspectives in this podcast. We're talking about how to change your personal value system so that it benefits you, so that it empowers you instead of disempowers you. So, what is value in the game? In every layer of the game. The game has multiple layers. There are many, many games. The music industry is a game. The entertainment industry is a game. Education is a game. Law is a game. You have the traditional street games of pimping, macking, and hustling. And you also have legitimate macking, legitimate hustling, which is nothing but being an entrepreneur. And then you have legitimate pimping. I probably think the best example is Hugh Hefner. That is a legitimate pimp. He makes money off of what women do with their bodies. That's legitimate pimping. Anyway, so when we talk about value, every single game on this planet spins around the principle of value. And value is what people will sacrifice for. When you value something, you will sacrifice for it. You will accept more from something that you value. You will go through trials and tribulations to try to get something you value, because that is your perspective. And I see this every year. My people line up for hours to go get the latest pair of Jordan sneakers. That is value. That is value working. They are sacrificing their money, their time, they're being uncomfortable, all to possess something they perceive as valuable. In the grand scheme of things, do Jordan shoes, tennis shoes, really have any significant value? No, not really. They don't. They're not really going to do anything for you. People are going to like, ooh, nah, you got the new Jordans. But come on, man. Over the course of really being above average, doing something great in your life, Jordan tennis shoes aren't really going to cut it for you. But this is value. Understand, if you are new to this information, let me briefly go into what a game is. I'm not going to go into great detail. I've written a lot about it. But let me just give you an idea. Every game, every layer of the game, every game in existence produces something that other people consume. Every game in existence produces something that other people consume. Think about that for a moment. And when we talk about having game or being a player, not a player, but a player, somebody who plays the game and understands how the game works, You're talking about an individual who accepts certain things about the natural order of life, because there is always a dominant and a submissive force. There's always a stronger force acting on a weaker force. This is just how life works. In nature, you have what's called a food chain. The more vicious and aggressive animal or mammal always hunts the weaker for food. And according to biologists and scientists, human beings are at the top of the food chain. We are supposed to be the dominant as far as the food chain goes. But real game works inside of you and outside of you. It works inside of you and outside of you. You can take the same principles and rules, regulations of the game. You can take the same knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about real game, not fake wannabe trying to sound deep game, but real game. You can take the same exact principle that works inward and use it outward. You can take the same exact principle that works outside of you and bring it inside of you, and it works there too. So when we talk about the game, and we talk about dominant forces and submissive forces, when we talk about every game in existence in the world spins around value, then that includes, that's external, but it also includes what's going on inside of yourself. The game inside of yourself, or they call it inner game. The game inside of you. The game inside of you also spins around value. What you value, what you're willing to sacrifice for, what you're willing to accept, what you're willing to put yourself through tribulations and hardships to get or keep. You understand? Let me give you another example of value real quick. Value is maybe your 9-to-5 job. Now, it's not necessarily the job you value unless you genuinely like what you do for a job. And if you do, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But most people just have a job just to get a paycheck to take care of what's valuable to them. Their car, their home, their clothes, being able to eat. This is what they really value. So they'll put up with having a job to maintain that. The job tells them, depending on what kind of job you have, you can't go on vacation right now. You can't take a break right now. These are the days that you work. These are the times that you work. These are your off days. This is how it is. You have to accept it. You have to accept it going in. So you are putting yourself in a state of limitation by having a job. And most people accept it. They don't even really think about it because they have the perspective that that's normal. And that's fine. Not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur. Some people are just workers. And in order for a game to work, you need entrepreneurs and you need workers, because every game has to produce something for people to consume. We can't all be producers by ourselves. This is why the structure of the game is important. Getting a little off track. Let me track back here for a moment. So, value in yourself. Your values, what you value in yourself, is what you spin around. And what you do or don't do based on what? The way you look at things. Your perspectives. If I think I'm not worthy of something, I won't move in that direction. I won't even try to get that thing. If I feel that thing is my right to have, I'll be ready to fight somebody to get that thing. If I feel I'm not a very attractive person, I might be shy in approaching an attractive woman. If I think that I'm super attractive, I might have a certain level of confidence when I approach an attractive woman, all based on the way I look at my life, my perspective. Now, when we talk about what you do, your values, and what you spend around, how do you change those? Going back to the original question, you've accepted that your value system is a little screwed. It's not really benefiting you. So how do you change that? It starts with your perspective. Remember, perspective is dominant over your beliefs. You can change your perspectives and your beliefs will shatter or they'll change on their own. But when we talk about having a value system and changing your value system, you first have to start at the root, at the base, and that's your perspective, the way you look at things. Your mind works in a way. It has been designed in a certain way for you to literally not go insane. I mean this literally. Your mind is designed for you not to go crazy. So when you try to intentionally push yourself past a limiting belief or a limiting perspective, your mind will return to you what it has been programmed to believe is reality. If you don't believe, or your perspective on yourself is that you're not attractive, and you still say to yourself, okay, I might not be the best looking man, but I'm going over there and I'm gonna talk to that beautiful woman, and whatever happens, happens. What does your mind do? It gives you what it has been programmed to accept as reality. So on your way over there trying to talk to that attractive woman, your mind is rambling. Oh, you can't do that. She's probably not going to think that you look that good. You're probably going to say something that's going to turn her off. She might be out of our league. She's not really going to give you the time of day. She's probably not even really going to look at you. Look at her. She might be busy. We'll probably be bothering her. And she'll be turned off by that. You have all these things running through your mind. Your mind is trying to fight you pushing yourself beyond your current so-called beliefs, your perspectives. But when you challenge your perspectives and begin to change your perspectives, the mind has to change. Remember, your mind deals in what it has been programmed, literally programmed, to think is reality. Same thing when you do positive affirmations. I've explained this before. Let me explain it again. You sit in front of a mirror or sit down somewhere and you repeat to yourself over and over, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. I am wealthy. I'm prosperous. Or whatever your affirmation may be. I have literally seen affirmations that are like small books, man. I mean, they're just paragraph after paragraph. I don't know how you remember all that stuff to repeat it. Anyway. So you say that to yourself, and while you're repeating this to yourself verbally, your mind is like, no, man, we've been broke all our lives. We can't even really pay the cell phone bill this month. We might have to get the cell phone bill cut off. Oh, remember what happened last month when we ran out of gas? Yeah, that. I don't see this prosperous thing really happen. This is how your mind works. It defeats you, although you are trying to push past it. Because in order for you not to literally go insane, your mind has to keep you in what it has been programmed to think is reality. So if this is true, then we have to reprogram our mind. We have to reprogram our mind or push past it regardless of what it says to us, because we want something different. We don't want to accept that the world is flat. We're going out there anyway to see for ourselves, to know, not to believe, not to accept because somebody else told us, but we want to know for ourselves. We're going to push past that. We're going to try to fly. We don't want to believe, we don't want to accept, because everybody else said so, that people can't fly. We want to push past that. And we want to know for ourselves. So in the game, we say knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Knowledge is to know something, to have the information about something. It's the first step. When you use the knowledge that you have that leads to wisdom, knowing how and when to use knowledge. And when knowledge and wisdom reach a certain level, it develops a real, true understanding. I tell you all this a lot. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. But this is how it goes. You need to push past your perspective. And this will affect what you value or what you have at the present moment in time accepted as value. Yes, when I was younger, I wanted to be like everybody else. You know, we all have this, it's just a natural human emotion and instinct to want to fit in. We like to be in our little groups or subcultures, be with like-minded people, and we want to feel like we fit in and that we're accepted. This is a very psychological, natural human thing. But there are other people who want to push past those things. Maybe the world's not flat. Maybe man can fly. And to other people, you look freaking crazy. And in your mind, because your way you've allowed it to be programmed, your mind thinks you're a little crazy. But this is what it takes to change. If you place value on something that really has no value to you, you limit yourself. If you place value on something that is not of benefit to you, you limit yourself. When I was younger, I wanted to fit in. I wanted to rock the nice clothes. I had the little patent leather shoes. I had the little MC Hammer Dookie pants. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. But this was the fashion at the time. I had the high top fade. My dad used to call me a racer head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. But I placed value on those things because I wanted to fit in. But as you grow up and you develop, you mature, you're like, man, I don't need that anymore. That's not really that important to me anymore. Your values change because your perspective changes. When I first started my first business, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I had a little bit of knowledge. No wisdom. Absolutely no understanding. But I pushed past it. And I failed. And I tried it again, and I failed again. Then I tried it again, and I finally put it all together for myself. I didn't want to accept that the world was flat. Not for me. I wanted to know that I could fly while everyone else didn't believe it was possible. I wanted to know, for me, what I value. The game takes you inside of yourself. It's called self-empowerment. This is the very root and essence of the game. Self-empowerment. And when you spend a lot of time trying to affect things around you, you will be underdeveloped inside because you haven't really changed inside. It's like the person that wins the lottery. Miraculously, they win $7 million. And they have done studies of this. I think I've mentioned this before. They've done actual, literal studies. This person wins $7 million, and in 3 years or less, they are right back in the same financial situation they were before they won that $7 million. How does that happen? The external changed, but the internal did not. Think above average. This is why I teach you all that. Think above average. You have to push past your current perspectives to begin to change your perspectives or to help you change your perspectives. You need to get a little outside of your comfort zone. You don't have to go extreme and just do something completely outlandish, and I suggest you don't. But step a little outside of that little comfort zone. Step a little outside of that box. We talked about boxing in. You need to step outside of that box. You need to challenge yourself a little bit. Become the scientist. Take knowledge and try to use it. Don't just know it. It's cool to read a book, read some blogs, go to YouTube, look at some stuff, and that's knowledge. But if you do not use what you just learned, then how does it have any benefit for you? It doesn't. You can recite it. You might be able to regurgitate it and spit it back and be impressive to somebody. But if it's not helping you change your life, what good is that knowledge doing for you? Let's get back to the question. How do you change your value system so that it benefits you? You must change your perspective. You need new information, and you need to learn how and when to use that information so that it benefits you. Just you. And push past those limitations. Push past those boundaries. Invite the mistakes. Invite the drama. Invite the fear. Open the door and let them in. And move forward regardless. And this is easier said than done. And there's a lot of things behind what I'm saying. And if you're interested in learning those behind the scenes things of what I'm saying, please email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. We'll go ahead and chop it up a little bit more in depth. But I want to introduce the basic overall concept for you. I want to give you the big picture. Think above average. Do things above average. Change your perspective. Change your perspectives, and this will affect the things that you value. You know why? Because when you can do and start doing things that you've never done before, then the old ways, especially, you know, when you, let me back up. When you start doing things and you start seeing better results than what you've had, you start pushing past your comfort zone, pushing past your boundaries, changing your perspectives, and your results are better than what you've been getting, guess what's going to happen? Your value is going to change. Your value system is going to change. It has to change because you changed. If I've been eating cans of tuna all my life and somebody cooks, a professional cook, makes me a filet mignon, man, I never had filet mignon before. This is a thing? Oh, yeah, I would like this more often. And it's the same thing with your life. You're limiting yourself, and there's so much outside of what you do to box yourself in to limit yourself. There's other things out there. There's other things going on. There are people and places and things to see, things to experience, and a lot of us are fearful, doubtful, and limit ourselves, and we place value on things that do not benefit us. We accept perspectives that do not benefit us. Inner gain. In other words, what good is getting all the external if you're underdeveloped inside? Because you won't be able to hold on to any of that. It's like the winner of the lottery to win all that money, but your emotional and mental development has not changed. You're not even fit to hold that amount of money, so it doesn't stay with you. Inner gain first, your perspectives first. And as your perspectives change, as you start thinking different, thinking positive, being certain and sure, and pushing above average, stop boxing yourself in. As you begin to do things, you will develop inwardly. And I guarantee you, I speak from experience, when your inner game is strong, your outer game becomes stronger. When you improve, what's around you improves. When you improve inside, what's around you outside also improves. I appreciate you for listening. My name is W. James Dennis. Check out my website once again, wjamesd.com. And if you have any questions about this particular podcast, any of the blogs I've written, any other podcasts I've made, you can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. As always, and I sincerely mean this, I hope you got something from this podcast. I hope you got some knowledge and information from this podcast. But don't just stop there. Turn that knowledge into wisdom. use this information. Use, experiment with this information. Try it. Otherwise, you just know something, and you don't even know if what I told you was real. Use it. Try it. And then you'll know when you begin to develop wisdom.